Hello and welcome. I'm Linda Baird, your facilitator and host for this call and the upcoming Four Desires series. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a licensed psychotherapist as well as yoga teacher in private practice in Denver, Colorado. In addition to my many years of study and practice of somatic and experiential therapeutic methods, I've been a committed student of yoga and yogic philosophy for 20 years. My current work is bringing the parallel worlds of therapy and spiritual practice together in what I call therapy as spiritual practice. I've been studying with my current teacher, Yoga Rupa Rod Stryker, for over 3 years now. His teaching is called Par Yoga, of which the Four Desires is a part. As for the call this morning, you're in the right place if you would like to be happier and if you would like to erase all of the shoulds, shame, and sadness that sometimes run your life. I can help you clear away the clouds that are hiding your light and live a life of purpose, happiness, prosperity, and freedom. So here's what you'll get on the call this morning. You'll get a tip for energetic alignment that leads to manifesting intention. You'll get a secret for listening to your soul. And you'll discover one way, the unconscious patterns that, how to discover the unconscious patterns that sabotage your happiness. So I'd like to begin with a short centering process. So I invite you to close your eyes and take a few minutes to check in with your breath. Just notice how the breath fills your body. Notice if the breath is deep or shallow. Just notice places you might not think about your breath filling, such as your back body, your side ribs, and your belly. Just see if you can allow your inhales to slow down and deepen, and your exhales to extend and fall out easily. Soften into your body. Just notice your mind, notice any thoughts, and just see if you can let those thoughts float by like clouds, not attaching to them. And touch into your heart. Just notice your heart center. And ask yourself what drew you to this call. And just to take a few more minutes to allow yourself to settle. And as you feel ready, you can bring your awareness back into the room. I encourage you to have a paper and pen or pencil close by as I'm going to ask you to jot down a few notes later in the call. So I'd like to tell you a little bit about how I came to the Four Desires work. So the Four Desires is a culmination of the life work of my teacher, Rod Stryker, and I came into this work the way most of the important aspects of my life have come to me, through meaningful coincidence. I was at a Yoga Journal conference in 2011 in Estes Park, Colorado, when I saw my friend Sarah Hutchinson talking to Rod Stryker on the sidewalk with his two sons. Sarah turned to me with a book in her hand and said, "You need to read this." The book was The Four Desires. And I said, "Okay." And I promptly went to the bookstore and bought the book. And she was so right. I've been a seeker and a student ever since I can remember. When I was a little girl, I used to buy those little Dell purse books about astrology, numerology, and handwriting analysis. I began seeking meaning in my life through spirituality and religion in high school when I got involved with Young Life, which was a Christian-based organization for teenagers. My curiosity about spirituality and transformation have led me to study and consider many approaches. In my early 20s, when I was healing from a suicidal depression, I read a book called The Nature of Personal Reality by Jane Roberts. She was channeling an entity called Seth, and this book was all about how we create our reality through our belief systems. This book was instrumental at the beginning of my journal and the beginning of my journey, and was the beginning of considering the way my mind and emotions worked, and that there was perhaps another deeper layer of consciousness available to me. Most recently, I've been reading books and listening to a multitude of recordings by Abraham, the entity channeled by Esther Hicks, as well as reading books and listening to recordings by Dr. Wayne Dyer, and watching films like The Secret, the essence of which are about how, through our beliefs and emotions, we can manifest our reality, and how we can change what we manifest through connection to our source energy. And while I've embraced these teachings, something was really missing for me. And with the Four Desires, I found what was missing. The Four Desires is based on ancient Vedic teachings, which are the basis for yogic philosophy. The Four Desires told me that my soul has a purpose for being here, and my work, my responsibility really, is to uncover that purpose. And when I do, I will find the happiness that I've been searching for. And it's not about the Porsche or the $5 million house. The power transformational process that I learned and now teach literally allows us to shape our destiny. We have the power to shape our destiny, and we're not simply the victims of fate. I have had life-changing results from bringing the power of the Four Desires into my own life. For example, by using the Four Desires process, I fulfilled my intention to live and work in the mountains of Colorado, where I now have a small second home and a part-time private practice. Realizing this lifelong dream was only the first of several other intentions I've manifested through my work with the Four Desires. And another one of those intentions is to offer this powerfully practical work to people like you. And I'm doing just that. I'm sharing these reliable, practical techniques for living our life's purpose with happiness, prosperity, and freedom. I'm happy to share more of my own process with the Four Desires. So if you want to hear more, feel free to ask at the end of the call or via email or visit my website. And now I'd like to share the tips I promised at the beginning of the call. The first is a tip for energetic alignment that leads to manifesting intention. So meditation is a primary tool in the Four Desires process. The meditations we use with the Four Desires are easy to access as they are designed to engage, quiet, and focus the mind. My personal favorite of these meditations is the Healing the Heart meditation. Along with my commitment to the practices in the Four Desires, I've been studying the Yoga Sutra, which is one of the most important texts of classical yoga, written 2,200 years ago by the sage Patanjali. The Yoga Sutra tells us that as we increase our intuitive wisdom through such practices as the Healing the Heart meditation, we burn away old samskaras, which are what I often refer to as limiting core beliefs and traumatic memories, often unconscious, that tend to run our lives and limit us. Through meditation practice, we increase intuitive wisdom, creating new samskaras, which help us align energetically to our dharma, our soul's purpose. The Healing the Heart meditation has allowed me to release old hurts and unwanted emotional patterns. I am more at peace, calmer, and steadier through life's ups and downs. I also notice that my intentions, or sankalpas, as we refer to them in the yogic tradition, have begun to manifest more quickly. And so I wonder, how would your life change if you knew how to reliably manifest your intentions? Right now, I'd like to take a few minutes to give you a taste of the Healing the Heart meditation. So I invite you to close your eyes and follow along with me. So find a comfortable seat, sit tall, become aware of your body, close your eyes, and take a moment to scan your body. Starting at the top of your head, have the intention to deeply relax. Relax your scalp, relax your forehead, relax your face. Relax the back of your head. Relax your neck and your throat. Relax your shoulders and your upper back. Relax your chest or breast area. And relax your heart. For a moment, become aware of your heartbeats. Have the intention to hear your heartbeat calmly and smoothly. Relax your solar plexus, your abdominal organs, your lower back and your hips. Relax your legs and feet. Now relax your whole body. Just take some deep breaths, relax, and be aware. Now imagine you're surrounded by positivity, boundless well-being, and light. Bring your attention to the space above your head. And in that space, feel an infinite ocean of healing, love, and light. Feeling that presence of wholeness, light, well-being, and contentment, become aware of your body breathing. Remaining completely relaxed, the next time your body breathes in, feel a stream of this boundless presence of light and joy descend into the top of your head and slowly down your spine to the center of your chest. As you exhale, feel it fill your heart, your spiritual heart, in the center of your chest. Feel light, love, and positivity flood that space. On your next inhale, feel all negativity, sadness, and suffering lift out of the heart center. Feel or see it move up the spine to the top of the head. As you exhale, release all of the darkness that's been sitting on the light of the heart. Release it out into the universe. Without forcing the breath in any way, continue the practice. Don't control your breath. Just allow it to be effortless. Do not breathe fully or forcefully. Allow your breath to be silent. On the inhale, absorb universal intelligence, healing, and light. On the exhale, feel it fill the heart. On the next inhale, all the darkness that clouds the light of your heart floats upward to the top of the head, and as you exhale, feel it disperse out of the body and mind. Eventually sense that the light in your heart is permanent. Feel that you are the light that is beyond all suffering. With your mind tranquil, you open to a new world. You see that while the external world, your mind, and your breath come and go, the light of your soul is eternal and unchanging. The less you try and the more you just allow it to be, the more you will enter the light of your heart. Sense that this light is the light beyond all sorrow. When your mind has become still, rest in this light in your heart. So just take a few minutes to sit with this light. As you feel ready, you can deepen into your breath. And bring your awareness back to the room. And if you'd like, take a moment or two to make a few notes about what you noticed. And just notice how you feel now versus when we first started. And now I'm going to move into the second tip, which is the secret to listening to your soul. So in the Four Desires, the secret to listening to your soul is developing what we call your Dharma code. This is your life's purpose. It's the thing that brings a spring to your step and puts a sparkle in your eyes. It's often what your friends see in you, but what you may not be accepting into your own life. So for today, to dip our toe into this, we're going to do another mini exercise. So I invite you to close your eyes again and take a few deep breaths. And just notice any changes that you feel after that last little brief meditation. Just notice your physical body and your heart center. And now I'd like you to imagine that you're close to the end of your life and your friends and relatives are having a birthday celebration for you. This could be your 90th or 100th birthday. Everyone, living or deceased, who's been important to you in your life is there to celebrate you. You may or may not have actually known these people, but in one way or another, they've influenced you, served as a mentor, or inspired you in some way. Now take a moment to scan the room and choose one person to stand up and share with the group about your contribution to the greater good. This is a person who knows you well and can speak to your contributions. Just take a few moments to imagine, what would this person say about what you've accomplished in your life? How have you touched the lives of others? What gifts did you bring? Just notice what words or phrases they would use to describe you. Just take a few moments with this. This is often a difficult exercise in my experience of working with my clients and students, but that's the point, to realize and listen to the voice of your soul and what it's there to do and offer, and sometimes it's much easier when imagined through the eyes of another person. So whenever you're ready, I just encourage you to take a few moments now and jot down some of the words or phrases that come to you. And perhaps put these words into a short statement or affirmation. So I'll give you some examples. I grow and create for the benefit of all. I lead with courage, compassion, and joy. I step into my power. I express beauty and speak only truth. I lustfully create my life, skillfully acting and expressing the best of who I am. So I just wonder, what words might come to you? How would someone else might describe you and your contributions. This is the beginning of the secret to listening to the voice of your soul. In the full Four Desires process, we will be going through a much more detailed process to listen to the voice of your soul and discover your Dharma code. And so the final tip that I want to give you this morning is one way to discover the unconscious patterns that sabotage your happiness. In the language of the Four Desires, we call these limiting patterns and beliefs the kalpas. These are the lenses through which we learn to experience life in the world. They're the clouds that hide the light of your soul. And so for this, we're going to do another short exercise similar to the one we just did. So once again, I invite you to close your eyes and take a few breaths. And imagine this time that it's the end of your life, but you have passed away unexpectedly before your time. So this is a hard exercise for people too. So I just encourage you to just stay present with whatever arises for you. And if it feels too intense, you can just stop. So imagine one person standing up and giving your eulogy. However, instead of speaking to all you've accomplished and the good things about your life, this person is going to speak about what you left undone, what you failed to accomplish, including not having fulfilled your soul's purpose, your Dharma. So just take a few moments to imagine what they would say about what stopped you. What held you back? Was it shame? Was it low self-esteem? Was it living for others or trying to please someone else? Was it fear of failure? So this is a sad day indeed. You've passed out of this life with your music left inside you unexpressed. So just imagine what this person would say about what stopped you from living fully. So as you're ready, you can take a few moments and again, jot down some words or notes. And then take a few more deep breaths to come back to the present moment and shake it off. You're here now, and you have your life before you. Imagine what your life would look like if you had the happiness and freedom that come from eliminating self-limiting beliefs and negative energy that keep you from living fully. I'm happy to share these three quick tips, and I would love to go deeper with you in the full course so you can live a more authentic life with potent tools to eliminate unconscious beliefs that block you. And whether you want a new job, a new relationship, or greater peace of mind, the Four Desires can help you get there. So now I'm going to tell you just a little bit more about the virtual series. You can go to my website and check it out too. My website is www.bodymindintegrativetherapy.com/Four Desires Virtual Series. So it's really easy to study with me. All you need is a phone or computer to participate, and the technology is simple, and we provide the support for you. All the sessions will be recorded, so you can still get the information outside of the live classes. So each workshop within the 7-week series is going to include a few things. One of them is guided meditation and visualization practice. Group work in the processes of the Four Desires. A private Facebook group for convenient connection with community and support 24/7. Interactive calls with question and answer time. Supplemental handouts shared via a private member page. And an asana practice recorded separately for each session for you to do at your own convenience. I just recently finished a 6-week group, my first group, with the Four Desires. And my last group loved the series, in part because of the support and guidance that you get every step of the way. It's also very powerful to do this work in a group. And I'm here alongside you with the live calls and Facebook group, giving you the information, but more importantly, the processes to grow into these powerful practices that can change your life. Our private Facebook page is a place to gather, share, reflect, and celebrate as we take this journey to deeper happiness and purpose together. So you might be wondering if the technology is too difficult, but don't worry, we have tech support. And if you can't make all of the live calls, everything is recorded and available for you to listen at your convenience. If this is too much to take on in your life right now, I teach it in an accessible way so that you can experience success. With the recorded sessions, you can take your time and go at your own pace. And if you feel you need to have done yoga or similar work before beginning this journey, not to worry. I will guide you every step of the way, even if you're new to yoga, meditation, or this type of work. So I'd like to tell you about the series offer. So it's only $400 for 7 weeks of guided support through this transformational journey, and there are payment plans available. And a special offer I'm extending today, if you register by May 1st, you'll save $50. So the price is just $350 if you pay by May 1st. And that's just over $7 a day to invest in your lifelong experience of happiness and purpose. And that's about the price of a latte and bagel at a coffee shop. And how can you afford not to transform? I know this from my own experience. It's been very costly to not live my life purpose with clarity and fulfillment. So it's easy to sign up. You can go to my website. Again, it's www.bodymindintegrativetherapy.com. Body Mind Integrative Therapy is all one word. So I'll repeat that again, www.bodymindintegrativetherapy.com. Click on the virtual series link on the left. And I encourage you to grab this special pricing now and listen to your inner yes. I'll close the call by saying thank you for joining me today, and I hope you'll join me for the series. Thank you.